to the board and the public of conversations or doings outside of the normal board process. Mr. John Corbett.
Very briefly, attended a retrospective on the Arcata Marsh project and discussed the pros and cons of marsh projects throughout the United States, and it reminded me, I completely forgotten I'd written some legislation regarding that matter, and played well. And I'm actually encouraging our board chair and our executive director to try and invite the author of a book. It's not a lot of times you get an exciting authorship about a sewer plant, but we achieved that goal. She did. And I thought it might be good for her to make a presentation here. It opens our minds to certain alternatives to the way we're treating things. And I just think it's quite a historical event. We're still dealing with aspects of it with Eureka and elsewhere, and Arcata's permits coming up. So I think getting a good history of that struggle and what happened out of our region. And it did produce legislation in the Clean Water Act, and it did change the State Water Resource Control Board. And it's interesting how it's played and not played. So,
yes. Great. Steve Moore at State Board is unable to join us today, so we do not have a State Board liaison. Matt, would you like to do the Executive Officer's report now?
I would like to make a couple of announcements, and then I'll address some of the Executive Officer's report articles later in the agenda as a part of item number 8. But first, I did want to take the opportunity to introduce a couple new faces, new staff to the regional board that have joined us in the last couple of months. Lynette Chipsey is an engineer and is working in our adaptive watershed management unit and will be the lead developing the vineyard and orchard permit for the North Coast region. So we're really glad to have Lynette join us. Heidi Bauer is not able to join us today. Heidi's a geologist working in our enforcement unit, primarily on cannabis-related enforcement matters. Maurice Washington is has a PhD in agricultural engineering and joins us in our cannabis program. So we're really pleased to have Maurice's experience in this new program. And then the last person to introduce, I don't think, wasn't able to be here this morning. Her name is Summer Alsatarowa. And Summer is an engineer joining our NPDES unit and working on the industrial stormwater program. So lots of new faces continuing. I want to give credit to all the hiring supervisors for the hard work that they've done bringing on a really, really talented group of folks joining us here at the Water Board. So a lot of changes, but we're getting some really, really talented people, and it's great to be growing in this way. And also kudos to Josh and Edith Vieira for overseeing all the hiring that's going on. With all this hiring, the other big announcement is that our Northern Cannabis Regulatory Unit will be having an office in Eureka. So we have been working on this for quite some time. There has been talk for many years about having a Northern office for the North Coast Regional Board. And now we will have a small group of folks limited to our cannabis regulatory program, but we'll be sharing an office with various departments working on cannabis-related issues. The California Department of Food and Ag, Cal Cannabis will be in the building, along with California Department of Public Health working on manufactured cannabis safety branch, and then the Department of Consumer Affairs, their Bureau of Cannabis Control, will be in the same building. So it'll be one unit supervised by Mona Doherty. Will be in the Eureka office. It is solely for the cannabis program. So all other programs still will be managed out of the Santa Rosa office. But this does, our hope is that over the, you know, in the coming years, we may be able to have more staff join in the Northern office to have representation from various programs in the Eureka office. But for now, we're starting with the cannabis regulatory program. So those were the few announcements that I wanted to make. Happy to answer any questions if you had any.
I just have one comment. I want to thank you for getting the Eureka office done after decades. I do hope that it can be expanded. And things change, but the last time there was an analysis, we're spending a tremendous amount on travel and some of the timber things, where to do a pre-harvest inspection, you had to drive all the way up to Eureka, and it was quite challenging. And we were very close several times. And then at one point, the regional board had very few North Coast representatives from the far north. And so that made it difficult to move forward. And I'm really glad that, independent of all the board politics, you were able to move forward with that. And I'm very gratified. So.
Well, I appreciate that. And specific recognition should go to Shinrei Lee, who really initiated and was the force behind working with the Department of General Services.
Who was?
Shinrei.
Oh, okay.
And then Josh has kind of carried the ball since then, since Shinrei's retirement. But thanks, John.
So how many people will you have in that office?
Total of five.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And Matt, again, the intent is potentially to grow that and populate that. Is it a potential to populate it with either timber or 401 or other folks?
That's the goal. That's the goal. It depends on a number of factors. One, first and foremost, being finding a space. And so the space that we have only has the capacity for five cubicles, essentially. But we're looking for the possibility of expanding that.
Very good.
Is that downtown?
It is downtown. I don't remember exactly the other. It's the Eureka. Oh, that's right. It's the old Eureka Times office building. Yeah.
The feeling Mr. Corbett will be down there.
Thank you. In a good way.
Yeah. We'll create
a handout.
We'll have a special office for John.
All right, Matt, we'll come back around and pick up some of the executive officer discussion that we need to express. Public forum is the time.